First of all, next Sunday is a feast of Christ the King. And it is our regret that we will not be able to have benediction on that day. But we can all offer up the little suffering that that involves and ask God to bless us and to bless all of us. Next month is a feast of the Holy Souls. Always remember the poor souls, not only in your prayers, but in your acts, your good acts, and your sufferings. What you do for the poor souls really doesn't cost you that much, but they will help you a thousandfold. And we need all the help we can get, both in this life and in the next, as we are judged. Also, in the bulletin is a first confessions for the four little first communicants will be held after the 10 o'clock Mass on November the 11th. And then the following Sunday will be the first Holy Communions. Keep these little ones in your prayers and ask Our Lady and Our Lord to guide them throughout each moment of their lives, and all young children, because it's getting worse and worse and worse. And if us older ones thought we had it hard out there, think what these little ones have to face. After the first communions on November the 18th, we will continue to have catechism classes for the young people who may be interested. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. For the last month or so, we've been seeing a whole lot of flag waving, a whole lot of external demonstration of patriotism. We've also been seeing banner after banner after banner, pray for America, God bless America, pray for peace, pray, pray, pray. My good people, all this flag waving in itself may be good or not. I'm not going to judge. But my question is, while we are busy waving the flags, those who are waving flags, what are we doing to make ourselves better citizens? What are we doing to make ourselves better Christians? Let us apply this also to our own personal spiritual lives. Aren't we sometimes also guilty of flag waving? We wear rosaries, we wear medals, we wear scapulars, till if we jumped overboard, we'd sink without blinking. We pray rosary after rosary after rosary. We have prayer books stuffed full of holy cards and prayers. Sometimes our vehicles are so plastered in bumper stickers. Pray for this, pray for that. But what are we, personally, ourselves, what are we doing other than flag waving. The flag waving, whether it be spiritual or physical, I mean, whether it be for the country or for our souls, will do not a bit of good if there is not action inside of our souls. All the flag waving in the world will not make our country a better country until we as citizens become better citizens and obey the laws that the country sets. And we as Catholics will not be good Catholics just because we wave our rosaries or our medals or our scapulars. Sometimes we get the mistaken idea that just because we're wearing a scapular or saying a rosary and we read all these promises, we think we're home free. We don't have to do anything else. That is wrong. You can pray till you're blue in the face, but until there's an interior change, praying will do more harm than good. It's a hypocrisy. It's mocking God. What did he himself tell us? Not he who says, Lord, Lord, but he who does the will of his Father. And what is that will? Change from the old man to the new. And not one of us can get by that fact. I don't care how many flags we wave. I don't care how many rosaries we say. It has to start here, inside. We have to detach ourselves from everything, including ourselves. But that's so easy to say. But when we find ourselves having to detach ourselves from something, or being forcibly detached from something, oh, how we whine and cry. My good people, the holy souls in purgatory have been forced to detach themselves from everything, even from God for a short time. Ask them to help us, each one of us, to learn detachment now, so we don't have to undergo the forceful detachment that they are undergoing. Each soul that's in purgatory is there because he was detached to something, whether it was a sin, an imperfection, or whatever. It could be anything. It can even be an attachment to certain prayers, believe it or not. We can become so attached to spiritual exercises that we think we've committed a mortal sin if we change them or forget them or simply can't do them. My good people, we lose sight of the fact by letting the externals distract us, we lose sight of the fact that prayer, and the whole spiritual life for that matter, boils down to one simple thing, a union of this heart to that heart. And until we do so, we're not praying. I don't care how many prayers we say. On the other hand, when our heart is united to the heart of God, everything is a prayer. Everything becomes a prayer. My good people, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.